Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Audio courtesy of Bally's. Ladies and gentlemen, first place Gardos.
Right.
I said we'd do it. 216-578-0092. Shot or no shot. Let's go. Do they got a shot or do they not have a shot?
At what?
How could you say they don't have a shot?
At what?
Well, you know what? We didn't cover that part.
Yeah, we've never gotten to that.
Shot or no shot?
I don't think we need to.
Is it shot or no shot World Series or shot or no shot?
It's just shot or no shot. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, you know what? Shot or no shot. You know what we mean by that. Shot or no shot.
Well, my guess is if it depends on how you qualify it. If you say division, well, nobody thinks the Twins are any good. Which the irony is we have the same record as the Twins. So if you don't think the Twins are any good, then you don't think we're any good. But if you're trying to have the distinction of it shot or no shot in the division, then yeah, it's shot. If you're saying World Series, I'm guessing most will say no
shot. But the rebuttal on the Twins is they've paid the money. They've went out and got the players. We grew ours. Ours are all homegrown. Who did we go out and get? Youngest team in baseball.
But what does that matter? What does it matter whether you've got the young team or the old team? Or the team that you paid for or the team that you didn't pay for?
It means they got a shot.
They got a shot.
Shot or no shot?
I don't think anybody will call in here and say no shot.
Gardo's got a shot.
They'll all say shot.
How could you not say they have no shot? How could somebody say they have no shot? It's impossible.
Oh, they've got a shot.
They got a shot. But the whole point of it is, I said, if they were tied with the Twins today, we would do shot or no shot. I said that yesterday. So I'm just trying to be a man of my word here. Shot or no shot. But I just don't understand how you look at that and go, they got no shot. Well, obviously they have a shot. I'm not saying will they win the World Series. Mm-hmm. That's not the question. The question is shot or no shot. And a 57-52 tone survey says,
for saying World Series, I say no shot. But division, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, they have a shot.
Oh, they've got a shot.
It's a shot. You're wrong. You say no shot, I say a shot. If you win the division, you have a shot to go to the World Series.
Yeah, but I think when we do any kind of conversation about any team, like Jacoby Brissett, do you have a shot or shot at winning the Super Bowl? No shot.
No.
We've all said no shot. You think the Guardians have a better shot to win the World Series than the Browns do in the Super Bowl if it's Jacoby Brissett?
To me is, where did you set your expectation for the team? So where'd you set your...
Well, why does that matter?
I think it matters a lot.
We just started the
season. If you're playing shot or no shot and you've met your expectations, then you've got a shot. But if you don't think you'll meet your expectations...
Yeah. We haven't even started the year yet, technically. I mean, we just started the year, but
so
we haven't
Browns
started...
shot.
Well, no. I'm saying
so
is
you're
that...
saying Browns no shot?
With Jacoby Brissett to win the Super Bowl?
No, that's not the question. Browns shot or no shot?
How is that not the question, Jacoby Brissett?
No, you're adding a bunch of stuff to the question. The question is shot or no shot.
I'm just answering Tone's question. Tone said, with Jacoby Brissett, do you have a shot or no shot? And so that's what I was thinking of, and so I said no shot.
But
that's what I'm saying.
That's a qualified question.
So an unqualified question is what?
Qualify it, shot or no shot.
Oh, then they have a shot.
There you go.
Yeah, but I think, are we doing this by letter of the law? Because if I said...
But now the Gardos, aren't they an unqualified question? What is
of course.
Qualified sounds
but
better than unqualified.
You qualify your own question.
When you unqualify, see, this is if you simplify it and keep it simple. See, you shouldn't say unqualified because then it sounds bad. Like if something's unqualified, you would say, well, you wouldn't hire that person. They're unqualified. You wouldn't ask that question. It's an unqualified
question.
Well,
then you'd say no shot.
But you would look at it and say, I don't know why I'd say you got to look at it, but you would say that it's a specific or a simplified, not specific, but a simplified question. Simplified. Gardo's 57-52. They're at the top of the Central Division. A division winner. Are they ahead by percentage points? Is there anything that tells me they're ahead?
maybe a tiebreaker because they have them first.
Oh, yeah. And
but they're tied with the record.
They're killing them in the tiebreaker.
They played the exact amount of games as the Twins.
Yes. They walked them off 14 times in a row in 1 week.
Oh, yeah. That, the Minnesota broadcaster said they were like tired. Yeah. They played like 3 triple headers and they were walk-offs in every single game. Then, yeah, they got a shot. They have a shot. Any team that makes the postseason has, or any team that, you could say wild card, and like, yeah, even though we've seen wild cards do it before, but a division winner.
I feel like the wild cards have better shots because they stay hot longer. They're hot going into the playoffs.
So you see like a team like the Yankees, they're 10.5 up. They could lose their final 5.
So
the Yankees,
they just lost 5 in a row or 4 in a row.
So what you're
whatever.
Saying is the Yankees no shot and the Guardians
no,
shot.
No, that's not what I said.
Matt Carpenter, like, hurt himself, so, I mean, now you got a real shot.
Well, there's a shot.
We got shots. So, Gardo's got a shot, right?
Is the shot just that they're in this division? Is that the shot that, is that what makes you think for the rest of the year they have a shot, just because of the
division? I'm impressed we said shot so many times and not accidentally said a different word. Is the shot that they're just in this division? Yeah.
Because remember, like people are pointing out, they didn't do anything at the deadline. Maybe they would have had more of a shot had they have done something at the deadline.
Well,
do you wish now they would have done something at the deadline? Does this change your point of view?
No,
because you really don't think they have a shot.
Any team,
if you truly thought
so
makes
no
the
shot.
Postseason,
if
no.
If you truly thought they had a shot, you would have been screaming at them to make a move at the
I'm
deadline
not,
because then you would have said this is a wasted year in the window.
Because there would be proof on paper that they would have a shot at that time. And at that time, we were saying no shot. We have new information now, but the trade deadline's already happened. I can't go back and make moves. And because I said that even then, I go, if I support them not making moves, I can't turn around and rip them later. That's specifically what I said last week. I said, if I'm going to sit here and say that, no, you know, they're just a couple of games above 500. I think they're playing over their shoes. I think they've done a good job. All those other good things that I could say about them. I can't just turn right around and say that I'm mad at them. I can't flip-flop that quickly. And I can't flip-flop when I've been on record specifically saying I wasn't going to flip-flop, especially within a week. I can't do that for crying out loud, Tone. I just can't do that.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Okay. It's just tough because we all agreed that we weren't going to be outraged about them not making a move. Well, why were we outraged? Why were we not outraged? Because, yes, youngest team in baseball, although we keep saying that. Rosters change all the time. Are they still the youngest team in baseball?
Oh, of course they're the youngest team in
they
baseball.
They probably
actually became the oldest team in baseball.
You're right, just overnight. It can happen that
they
fast.
They signed Jesse Orosco overnight. You guys
Julio
don't even know
Franco,
that.
Franco, he's back.
Yeah.
Well, I just imagine a lot of the bad teams have brought a bunch of young guys up. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I know it's not technically September call-ups.
They signed Al Rosen.
They've changed the calendar on these
we're
things.
We're bringing up young guys, too. Our young guys are younger than their young guys.
Yes. Might be.
We have the youngest young guys in baseball.
But we all agreed we were not going to be outraged because we truly didn't think that this was a World Series year. Now, they've gone 6-4 in their last 10. Does that change? Does that change everything just like that?
Who, the Gardos going 6-4 in their last 10? 6-4 in their last 10 is not necessarily that bad. It's above 500 shot. Yeah. Boom.
Oh, Yankees.
Minnesota's been 5-5.
3-7.
2-2 against the Houston Astros, who you would say has a shot, right?
Yeah.
So if we're beating teams with shots, we've got a shot.
Yeah. Took two. That's a good point. Took 2-4 against the 71-40 Astros, who just won again last night. Just beat the Detroit Tigers, which they've been kind of a thorn in your side. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say shot.
I think the Orioles are the hottest team in the American League. It's a malaise right now in the American League. Nobody's playing good baseball in the American League.
What are you saying now, that all of a sudden we can't say that they have a shot, that we really truly don't know whether or not they have a shot or no shot?
I don't think that the Guardians have a shot at the World Series. No, I do not. But if you're saying letter of the law by virtue of getting into the postseason, but that's like saying, do I have a shot to win president of the United States? Yeah, but the letter of the law, if I got the signatures, if I started a campaign, like I'd have a shot and I would have zero shot because I'd have no chance to really win.
So under your logic, they'll just never have a shot then.
Yeah, but the Guardians are in the same.
I thought the Guardians had a shot in 2016. I thought they had a shot
in
2017.
I'm talking about this season. I don't
but
care
you're
about
just,
those
you're
no,
just,
I do not think they have a shot.
You're
this
just
year.
Crazy Tony from Cleveland, Ohio, who owns the drive-through costume Emporium.
That's true. Mm.
That's all you are. But the Guardians are the senator from Ohio that people know. That's who the Guardians are. So they would have a shot. Like there are always candidates. You go, who's this fringe candidate here? And you would be the fringe candidate. I don't think the Guardians, they're a division winner. How can a division winner be a fringe candidate?
I think it's because of the division they're in. If they were in any other division, they would be at least, what, 8 games out?
Okay, but they're in the Central Division. How many times, double A is just going to end up lying to us.
Yeah, but they'd still be in the wild card.
How many times has a team from a bad division won a World Series? Or gone to a World Series?
The Braves last year.
Really?
They won like 84 games in the season.
Oh, boy.
What are we on pace for?
We're on pace for 111. Untrue.
162.
We're 57 and 52.
Minus 52.
5 games above 500. We are tied for first with the Minnesota Twins. White Sox are only a game and a half back. Royals are 13 games back. Detroit is 43 and 60. Good God, what are they doing?
Looks like they're on pace for 84.7 wins.
World Series.
I always think of Baltimore as garbage, and they are a game ahead of us, technically.
And they traded.
And wins, losses.
Game, they traded one of their better players.
And they traded
Mancini.
Mancini.
We just went up against
Mancini.
Them.
I wanted to call him Tercini.
And yet, we are leading the series with them this year, 2-1.
And we're the team that has a shot.
We got a shot.
We're the team that has a shot. We have a shot. Does Baltimore have a shot? I would say they have no shot. Wild card here. Look at the wild card. Toronto, big series coming up. We won't have James Karinchak. Do we talk about that? Do we discuss that, or is that something that's...
can leave that until we're out of Detroit.
Yeah. Are they official on why he's not going to Toronto?
Well,
did they just read a few of his Twitter, of his tweet likes?
Speaking of shot or no shot, James Karinchak.
No shot.
Good for the Gardos.
At least only him, right?
Yeah. Did I tell you my theory about Mustard, by the way? On the air? Can I tell you the theory? Mustard won in Lake County, right?
Yes.
If you're just joining us, Lima hates this story. Like, he hates it so much. But because he made my brain just have a complete fart right there, I'm going to tell the Mustard story. So Mustard, it's what? Mustard, ketchup.
An onion.
An onion. And they race
and then
at the Guardians
bacon
game.
Bacon is around, too.
Bacon? Wouldn't it be relish?
No.
Do people put bacon? I mean, over at the restaurant, they might put bacon.
Bacon usually just holds the flag.
Oh, okay. So you got bacon, you got mustard, you got onion. I think relish should race, but okay, fine.
Bacon's a different
and
thing.
And ketchup and onion won 25 times each, and mustard never won. So they did a gag where they optioned mustard down to Lake County, and they raced last night. Did mustard win?
Mustard won.
Okay, and then he's racing again today, right?
I do not know that.
Mustard's going to win. They're going to call Mustard back up. He's going to win every single race for the rest of the year. Should I have kayfabed that and not told everybody?
Yeah, don't.
I just have a feeling that's
what's
going to
happen. Or does he just come up and win the last race?
I don't think anybody's going to not
win
a game because I said
that. You don't want to ruin that for the 7-year-olds who woke up at 6:15 on not a school day and goes, I want to know what's going on in the hot dog races.
School days are coming up, and we will laugh at your children on the first day of school. That will happen.
I think he ends up just winning the last race. Wouldn't that make sense? Last game of the season?
Yeah.
No, I think he's got to go on.
He have to go all the way through the farm system?
He's gonna win it. It's gonna be a huge come from behind, a big story. He's gonna win every single race for the rest of the year.
I think it'd be great if he gets close to winning. We get to the final race, everyone assumes he's gonna win, and he loses immediately, pulls up a hammy, like right away.
Mustard will go on a Goldberg.
He never wins.
He will go on a Goldberg style streak.
Did the Washington
They'll
Generals
do a thing where they
ever
knock
win?
On the door. The cops will help him out. Did the Washington Generals?
I think they got one in like.
Yeah, I thought they did get one.
It took them like 2,000 games.
Yeah, I thought the Generals did get one. Yeah, Mustard's going to win one. You just know what's going to happen. But right now, Guardians, August 10th, completed. They are a third of the way into the series.
Pitching's been better. Pitching's been really, really good.
The starters, yeah.
And
Eli Morgan last night, maybe not.
No.
Gardo's going to have a shot. They have a shot. Have to have a shot. If you're winning the division or if you're leading the division, you have a shot. They're a game back of the wild card right now. Seattle's a half game behind. Toronto's a game and a half ahead. You play Toronto coming up this weekend. Tampa Bay's holding down the fort, then Baltimore, then Cleveland. But right now you're in the lead for the division, so you don't have to worry about the wild card right now. And because of everything and how it works, I would say what? The division is what you want to do. And if you're a division winner, you would say you have a shot. Glad we got that all figured out. Go Gardos. Go Guardians. Coming up next, bad injury over at camp. What are we going to do? Lima has the latest about last night. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so the Guardians continue their winning ways, now three straight victories, defeating yesterday Detroit, last place to try. Look, Detroit has finished last six. They're on the verge of finishing last six of the last 7 years. Is that not incredible? Think that about is, when yeah. we started this station, how Detroit was
great.
Spending so much money. In fact, one of the guys that they had pitching, Verlander, is now, see the Cy Young favorite?
Just yes.
Not for Detroit, but he is outstanding at age 40. It's incredible right now. But the Guardians, a victor yesterday, and now they are in first place by virtue of the tiebreak in the Central with their 5-2 win yesterday. Bieber was fantastic, Kenny, and he has been pitching much better. 7 innings, 4 hits. That's all he gave up, no runs. Did strike out 8 as well as Class A came in the 9th, got another save.
Time to reevaluate. 1-game playoff, Bieber and McKenzie, go. Tone?
Ooh, I said McKenzie the other day, so I'm sticking with McKenzie just because he's been so good in the big games.
Double A.
McKenzie.
Owen.
You guys are all wrong. It's definitely Shane Bieber.
Wrong! It is Tristan McKenzie.
Really?
You guys are showing how little you're watching of this team. Come on. Tristan McKenzie still gives up too many home runs.
Well, old dummy in there said, what did you say about Tristan McKenzie? They're getting ready to send him down or something like that?
I did not say that.
He struggled here a bit.
I did not say that.
Did he, the 21 scoreless innings or 23 scoreless innings? No kidding.
You said to send him down? When?
I did not say that. No.
He said they were on the verge of sending him down.
Mustard.
Well, McKenzie has given up, I think, 7 more home runs than Shane Bieber. But everything
else, pretty close on everything.
Everything else, it is right down the middle. So he has been one to give up the gopher ball times, but I don't know. This is really interesting. We started the show with shot or no shot. I mean, if this is their pitching the rest of the year, what we've seen the last
they have a shot.
Week and a half, well, that kind of changes the calculus. Now, I haven't seen that. You know, this is not a big enough sample size at all for their pitching staff, so they've got to continue this. But this has been very promising the last few weeks.
Another question. Would you like James Karinchak if he didn't play for the Guardians?
No.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of fans that don't like him now.
When he does play for the Guardians?
When he does play for the Guardians.
When those guys are your guys, you tend to like him. When they don't play for you,
I don't know.
We're talking about the baseball player, right?
They watch him. It's all rolled up into one. They watch him a little bit more because what happens is every other fan base, every time they see Karinchak, and if they haven't seen him before, they're like, who is this nut? Who is this nut job? And I don't know. Is he reached a level of like beloved here? Like he's our guy. I haven't seen that. I've seen a bunch of people going, he better cool it. He better calm down.
He was getting there until they said no more spider tack. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go back to Columbus for a while.
That was a big deal,
that's
though.
A good point.
That was a huge deal.
I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. That's all I was doing. I was just asking a question. And now I got my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And away we go.
They'll continue tonight against Detroit on the road. 7-10. Aaron Civale is on the mound going up against Drew Hutchinson to try to make it 4 straight wins for the Guards as Minnesota fell yesterday. All right, to Browns camp we go. We'll get to what Roger Goodell had to say weighing in on Deshaun Watson in a little bit. But first, how about Kevin Stefanski? He appeared on the Afternoon Drive show live in Berea and talked about attempting to handle everything that's going on, including the Watson suspension rumors. Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously a very bizarre situation because they've acted so far as if he's playing week one against Carolina. I mean, yeah, they've alternated some reps, but for the most part, it's been Deshaun Watson getting lion's share of the ones, right, Ken?
Yeah, and even if this, because you've heard a couple of different things. Now, it's indisputable the 6 games, is it not? Like, no matter what now, he's done for the 6 games. Isn't that true?
Most experts that have weighed in, legal experts, have said that is the case. Okay. We don't know officially, but most have said he is probably going to be out the first 6 games.
If we don't know officially, then that means maybe if we don't know officially, then the Browns don't know officially, right? So then you have to put him in and make him have the first team reps. So then we're going to, we have to ask this question maybe today and tomorrow and certainly Friday. What do you do with these reps in the preseason game on Friday? Because if you don't know what the official NFL stance is by Friday night at 7, he's got to start. I got to play him. I got to give a little bit of time. Now, you might say, is it a good idea to start your big-time quarterback anyway? But because he hasn't played since December of 2020, I would say, yeah, you got to play him. You got to give him a little bit of time in there and get him reacclimated to things.
Well, I also think just fans that want to see football for the first time, everybody always tends to watch just to see what does football look like? What do the uniforms look like with our new players?
Ah.
I think they just want to see Deshaun Watson no matter what.
Yes.
Even if they said that Deshaun Watson is suspended for the year, I bet you if we ran a poll, the majority of fans, even though this would fly in the face of logic, right? Because you got to get Jacoby Brissett ready now for week one. I think even if you told us that Deshaun Watson wasn't playing this year, the majority of fans would want to see Deshaun Watson.
What a weird balance. Like, this has to be discussed for a long time and what people would do, because you can't just be like, well, we got to start Jacoby Brissett. Well, you're not going to put Deshaun Watson in there with the twos. That ain't going to happen, because you're going to put the guy in there and he's got to be protected. So what do you really do? He's got to start. If you're going to play him at all, he's got to start. Now, if the NFL comes down and they lay down the hammer and say it's for a full year, if that happens before Friday night, then I guess we can reevaluate the discussion. Because even if it's for a full year, do you go, yeah, but he's allowed to play in the preseason. This is an opportunity to practice in the preseason. Do you still put him out there?
Yeah, but I'm just saying selfishly, Browns fans are going, we traded 3 first-round picks for this guy, and we had to deal with all of this that's going on.
I demand to see him.
I have to see him now. I have to see him, and not only do I have to see him, he better look like he's on another level than everybody else.
Do you owe it to the fan base to put him out there for the sheer fact of entertainment because you gave up three picks.
Yeah, because think about it. You ruined the draft for Browns fans. You've ruined the offseason for Browns fans. Haven't really been able to get all that excited. Where's the payoff? Well, if the payoff is not coming for another year, I'd better see him just go out there with the ragtag group of guys in a preseason.
The only problem is that if something terrible were to happen, I mean, you wouldn't even have to pack your bags. Your bags would be packed for you by the time you got home.
Yeah, guys would get fired.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big question hanging out there, Tone.
And, you know, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow have not played a snap ever in a preseason.
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers, he has talked.
Not since 2018.
And he has talked extensively about what a waste. Stafford won the Super Bowl last year. How many snaps?
He doesn't need a preseason. Zero. He goes on vision quests. That's all Aaron Rodgers needs for
Stafford,
his preseason.
Rodgers said yesterday, I'm not going out there to run it three times and punt. So if he's putting him out there, he wants to play the whole game.
That's a good point. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need no preseason, man. Don't need to take no snaps. Just needs a new girlfriend, a tattoo, a vision quest, and he's ready to go for the season, man.
That's it for About Last Night.
Fabulous as always, my friend. Up next, brace yourselves. Yourselves. The 3, 2, 1. Brace yourselves. It's coming. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Owners meetings were yesterday. It was a scheduled owners meeting. They all came together, a meeting of the minds. I guess Roger Goodell screamed at everybody. I swear to you, he planned on screaming at everybody about tanking. Like real threats. Don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just telling you what I heard. I don't know if you're screaming at a bunch of billionaires if you're Roger Goodell.
He made sure in his post-press conference to say, oh, they weren't tanking down there in Miami because that'll kill him in the lawsuit.
Now, I don't know how well you can scream at everybody at the top of your lungs, Lima, when your newest owner doesn't even know your name.
Diehard football fan there.
What's his name?
If you were a Broncos fan, would you feel worse about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Because, I mean, you go from it.
Unless you'd be like, we've got an outsider, and that's what this league needs. He's an outsider.
You're going from the Bolin family to, and the Bolin family, and I know a lot of people around here hate the Broncos, but I hate the Steelers, and I can still give proper respect to good ownership, can't I? You go from the Bolin family who, you know, did what they could to create a great culture, to create a winning franchise. I mean, they were a much more successful franchise than even I realized. I think it's been, 5 years since they made the postseason? That was a big talking point. They made a really successful franchise for a long time, and now you've got a guy who, real big football guy, definitely wants to be in on that. But
how is that possible? I get
this
that
is my
very
theory.
Rich people are in their own world sometimes. They're in board meetings on a daily basis. They're not consuming the NFL like we are. I understand that. Roger Goodell is a name you kind of got to know.
Immediately, my first thought would be, if it were my team, I go, well, that's great. He's going to stay out of football. He doesn't know football. He's not a football guy.
Not a meddler.
And I go, yeah, these things become toys for these guys.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know.
That's a good point.
I didn't know who Rob Walton was. Like, if you go back to North, did you ever see North Dallas 40?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's that great part in North Dallas 40. We're talking about a 40-something-year-old movie with Nick Nolte. And you have the owner of the football team, the North Dallas Bulls. I own this, this, and this, but only this team got me on the cover of this magazine. They're very popular people. And Rob Walton, you only know the last name because of the Walton family, but I didn't know who this guy was before this. Now, he's going to be a well-known guy. The only other thing it is that Roger Goodell might have got done yelling at everybody, and maybe he gave a warning like, I'm talking to you too, Rob. Don't you think you can get on this? And go, okay, I'll show you. I'll fix your wagon. I'll show you how much you mean to me. I'm going to mess up your name in front of everybody on purpose.
I just found that fascinating. I imagine he's had plenty of discussions with Mr. Goodell. So that surprised me a little bit that came out. But either way, by the way, what did they get sold for? $3.3 billion?
What was our... Yeah.
So what does that mean the Browns are up to? Because Haslam bought them for $1 billion.
Billion.
Right? A little less, and then eventually it got to that number, right?
Yeah, I gave him like an extra $300 million later.
Speaking of owners, you remember Ray Farmer interviewed down in Miami, and Steve Ross kept calling him Roy instead of Ray.
It's never a good sign.
Goodell did speak. Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, spoke.
As part of the CBA, the two parties had that right. Either party could certainly challenge and appeal that. And that was something that we thought was our right to do, as well as the NFLPA's, and we decided it was the right thing to do.
Why go back to seeking the full year suspension?
Because we've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, we always felt were really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
Roger, does the league view it like four different violations of the personal conduct policy as opposed to one?
I think that's the case. That's what the facts.
I mean, we read it right, Tone. Can't do champion's pose here because it's bad news, but we read it right because he was asked on why the league is pushing so hard for a year, and it was our interpretation reading the document, which I still have. I was going to ask you when I can throw it away. I don't know if I can throw it away anytime soon. I think I need to get a separate manila folder for it.
Keep it in my locker.
But that's odd. He basically insinuated the same thing that we talked about, what, last week? All the time's running together now where it's, and she left the door wide open here. She said this, this, and this, but I can only do this. And you're going, whew, this is a lot that's written in here that's pretty incriminating stuff. That's not good. I mean, he just told us right there the league's pushing for a year suspension. This is.
So what would stop them? I guess we're to the point now where if Goodell wants a year plus, which has been reaffirmed by him, I was surprised that he even talked yesterday.
The mercy of Peter Harvey is what stops it. That's it. And I imagine he would show no mercy.
Yeah, I'm not expecting any from him. I don't know. Should I be? Should I be holding out hope that all this is actually kind of a fake setup and that Goodell comes in and he is supposed to come in with, you know, this huge hammer, but at the same point, Harvey then comes in with a little less? Is that the hope?
But the
that this all gamesmanship just for looks?
I understand that, but he goes into detail. Mm-hmm. In some of these comments and says it's not just one incident. Like and I was a little bit confused where he had brought up that it was almost like she had written it as one incident. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, it's four. It's four incidents. You go, four?
Yeah, that's
so
the case.
So then what do you do? My God.
Yeah, do you do multiplication on this? So it's each instance is worth a certain amount of games? Is that what we're thinking here? How did people read into that yesterday?
I mean, I read into it as bad news. You said it was an expedited process. You said it, not me. Them, not you.
Yeah, when I hear expedited, I just assume this decision will come down before the first preseason game.
7 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I've always thought because I don't even know if it were up to Goodell, I imagine that he would not be permitted to play in Jacksonville on Friday night.
Like it's a preseason game, aren't you permitted regardless?
Not if it's indefinite. I mean, if it's indefinite,
if you're on the exempt list and all that, right?
If you're exempt, but he's not exempt. He's not on the exempt list.
I thought the minute that he becomes, if the suspension becomes indefinite, that he is yanked out of the building or he is yanked out of the preseason.
Really?
I did not know that.
That's what happened with Miles, right?
Because he's not an NFL football player at that point.
And he had to be reinstated. He had to go plead his case in front of Goodell and be reinstated.
So if it's indefinite, it's to your understanding that he is to not play in the preseason game Friday.
Yeah, he is not going to be even in training camp.
Okay, well then all of a sudden now you know how it's going to work. Is that? I mean, does anybody else expect this to go about as bad as you can, and it's going to come down?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
4:55 on Friday, and then it, like in the middle of pregame, we're like, well, Deshaun Watson can't play now.
Oh, I've wondered about that. I mean, do they want to humiliate him? Because that would be humiliating if he's in his Browns uniform.
Well, is it going to be like how when Goodell appealed and they just walked up to him, and every TV camera in town was pointed at Deshaun Watson, and you saw him being told that the appeal was happening, and I mean, I wouldn't put it past them at this point, right?
No.
They've proven that they don't care. It's not even about his feelings. No, they don't care about the setting.
They've proven about it's become. I mean, part it's not their own personal entertainment, but it becomes entertainment. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to say, boy, if we were in the middle of a pregame, and then all of a sudden at 4:55, they're like, "Hey, he's suspended indefinitely here." That's pretty dramatic. That would be a big thing. Because in their own way,
do they have that inactives list for pregame games?
The only reason, the only reason they would do this, they definitely do, I think. The only reason they would do this is they want to come down and look strong against what he's accused of. Which, again, we've read the document so many times, you almost know, I can almost regurgitate it to you. None of it's good. I can't defend what she found in this. I'm not defending him on what she found in this. The only thing I can defend, and some people have gotten this mixed up here because we've talked about it so much as a station, is that people's words start to mix in with other people's words. We've talked about this so much, Anthony, is that some people forget who said what. It's like, the decision's the decision. I can't defend Deshaun Watson against what has been written here by a federal judge. The only thing I can defend is that this was supposed to be the fair process of what they were supposed to abide by.
And it doesn't seem like that at all because it seems like her six games meant nothing. It's like they got to pick and choose. They chose to pick her terminology and how she characterized his actions.
And I'm supposed to be...
We got to choose that if we're the NFL, but the six games, that doesn't mean anything. She didn't know what she was talking about.
And I'm supposed to be powerless in this situation as a media member, and media members are supposed to be powerless in what's fair, and they're supposed to be impartial, and... Here we are. Or they're supposed to be impartial to what the media says, I should say, and obviously it's not going to go that way. And so he's openly saying the league is pushing for a year, and that the person who helped write the policy, because Peter Harvey was one of the drafters of the policy, is going to make this decision, and it just sounds terrible. Yes, Keith.
I guess looking back, we were all hopeful, and I know people were talking lawsuits, and what about Kraft, and take him to court, and air out all the dirty laundry. Okay, I understand that. That was fun to talk about. That was fun to put the league on notice. We're not going to tolerate this hypocrisy. In the end, is this going to look like an all-time gaffe that if the NFL was offering 10 to 12 games that Watson didn't take it? Should the Browns have pressured Watson to take
it? For him, I have to separate it, just like I did last week. Him at that moment... You have one group that's still with you that wants to believe you. Everybody else does not want to believe you. It's not that they don't believe you. They don't even want to believe you. The only group, and it's questionable whether some do believe them, but there's a lot that don't, and they see what's written here, and they don't defend it. They just want their football player to play. And there's a major difference there that some people are messing up. But there's one group that wants to believe you, and that's Browns fans. So if you were to openly take 10 to 12 games and then just go, you know what? I'm not even going to fight it. It's whatever. Then you go, wait a minute. We traded for this guy. We don't even have the same affection for him that we had for Baker Mayfield. And folks, you know that's true. At least 50% of you don't have the same affection for him that you had for Baker Mayfield. And then he agrees to 10 to 12 games. Well, what are we doing here? Are we just being used? Are we just being a patsy here so he can get whatever he wants down the line? So I understand where you could look back and go, boy, that was an egregious mistake, but I also have to look at it from, he's eventually going to play for the Browns. You kind of got to get the people on your side. And this is the thing that's happened for him, is that people are the Browns fans, your constituency, they're not defending what's written here, most of them, but they also know what's fair is fair, and so they're upset with it. So now, if you're Deshaun Watson, you have to continue to fight it. Like, if it were to be 10 to 12 games, now it looks like, whew, okay, 10 to 12 games, we'll do what we can. But if they go for a year, or they go for indefinite, mm-hmm. like you said, which basically becomes the same thing, and we underline the word, today Albert Breer will show up on Afternoon Drive at 5:20. Albert Breer says that the NFL uses the term banishment. Now you have to go to court. Now you have to take them and try to do it.
Yeah, you can't allow banishment.
So the narrative has changed. Before, we're going, man, 12 games. And you and I will look at it and go, 12 games is horrible. It is not good. But you already heard how it changed the other day on Afternoon Drive. 12 games. Wow, hey, all right, 12 games. We're going, no. But you see how much has changed because of the threat of something said indefinite and the word banishment, for crying out loud. 216-578-0092.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.